Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us to study the Word of God together. We're turning again in our Bible to Psalms 139, and we're looking at verses number 23 and verse number 24 as we continue our study on personal revival. Let me just mention to you again that we can never have a church revival without it beginning in individual people. There will never be a revival that will sweep across the city or a community without it beginning in individuals. You see, revival is a personal relationship with the Lord. It is a divine intervention of God into the affairs of your life. It is you cooperating with the Spirit of God to renew the works of grace and the love of Christ and the power of God upon your life. Notice in Psalm 139, verse number 23, the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Notice the personal pronouns that are used by the psalmist in these verses of Scripture. He is not praying for the pastor, for the deacons, for the missionaries, for the choir members, for the Sunday school teachers. He's not even praying for the lost, but he's praying for himself. The psalmist here takes a look at his need and God doing a work of revival in his life. Notice in verse number 23, there are four parts to the prayer that David prays that we are looking at. We're looking, first of all, at where David said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." And we're looking at the sins of the heart. And I said to you on yesterday, as we were about to leave the air, would we be bold enough and brave enough to allow God to take us on a tour of our heart and search us to see what's in our hearts that should not be there? And I do want to remind you again, God is not looking for information because he knows it all. But God wants us to go with him on a tour of our heart so we can point out things in our life that needs to be dealt with in order that we might be the Christian that we ought to be. I understand heart problems are the number one killers in America today. And I don't know about that, but I know it's the number one killer in our Baptist churches across the country. People have so much in their heart that's not right with God, that it robs them of their power and their spirituality, their joy, and it just takes away the blessings of their salvation. So David said, "Search me. Let's go into my heart. You look around, dear Lord, and put your finger on what's in there that does not need to be there, and I will deal with it by the grace of God." And so I pointed out to you yesterday, as we walk through the avenues of our soul, what kind of sins would God find? Now, right now, we're not looking at the outward sins of the flesh. We're looking at the inward sins of the heart. I said to you, I wonder, would God find the sin of pride in your heart? Would God find the sin of jealousy in your heart? Would God find the sin of lust in your heart? Would he find the sin of gossip in your heart? Would he find the sin of selfishness in your heart? Would he find the sin of prayerlessness? Would he find the sin of an unforgiving spirit? The sin of carrying a grudge against someone else? What would God find in your heart if he walked around? David said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." I want to say to you again, friend, revival must start in the heart of each individual. You cannot experience revival for someone else. They cannot experience revival for you. It must be God and you working in your own life, and you be willing to face what God puts his finger on. Some time ago, I was in a meeting, and God began to move in a special way. And there's a lot of people who talk about wanting revival. And I want to say to you, and you may not understand what I'm saying, but there are a lot of churches that could not handle revival. You say, "Preacher, why would you say that?" I'll tell you why I say that. They've got so much covered sin in the church. And when revival comes and when God shows up, then God uncovers the sin. And my friend, there's sins covered up that so many people would not be able to accept and face and go on. So many churches could not handle real revival in these days with so much unconfessed sin and so much covered sin. You remember in the book of Acts, chapter number 28, when the ship had wrecked that Paul was sailing on, and they made it to the shore of the little island of Melita. And when they got there, they started building a fire. Paul went out and got a bundle of sticks and put on the fire. Well, as the fire began to get hotter, then a viper crawls out from the heat. He was there all the time, but when the heat got on, he couldn't stand it. He started moving. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of covered, dormant sins in a lot of people's life that could not take the fires of revival. It would start moving. But oh, it would be worth it to get all the sin out of our life and get our fellowship restored back to the Lord as it has been in days gone by. So he mentions here the sin of the heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Let me take just a moment and make this application. I may have made it on an earlier broadcast. But imagine going to the doctor's office for just a moment and saying to the doctor, "I'm not what I used to be. I've got a problem. I don't know what it is, but something's wrong." And the doctor said, "Well, what do you think? Maybe I need to examine." And you say to him, "Examine my heart." And he goes through the heart, and he deals with what's wrong in the heart. And then he asks you, "Is there anything else that I need to check out while you're in the office today?" Then would we be bold enough to say to God, "Not only do I want you to check my heart, but I want you to check my mind." That's what David does here in verse number 23. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." And then he said, "Try me and know my thoughts." Would we be willing not only to allow the Lord to go through our heart, where our love and affection and emotions dwell, and see if there be any sin there, but would we allow him to go to our mind and go through our thoughts and see what's wrong in our thoughts, if there's anything there that is hindering us from having revival? Friend, listen to me, and I don't excuse nor accuse when I say this, but you know, we're living in a generation when the thoughts of men are almost as wicked as they were in the days before the flood. And my friend, I want to tell you, we will never see revival until we get willing to allow God to deal with our thoughts, expose them to us so we might see how ungodly and how wicked that our mind really is. And then we come to the place of dealing with those thoughts and bringing their mind in subjection to the Word of God and the will of God and the renewing of our mind by the Holy Spirit, that He might create in us a pure mind, that our thoughts might be set once again upon the Lord and upon His Word and upon His work. So He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." And then He said, "Try me and know my thoughts." But then number three, He said, "And see if there be any wicked way in me." So if we were to go back to our story in the doctor's office, we would say, "Check our heart." He would check it and say, "Is there anything else?" And we would say, "Check our thoughts." And He would check them. And then He'd say to us, "Is there anything else?" And we'd say to Him, "Well, it just might be that it's my ways. Check my ways. It just might be that my ways are hindering me in my spiritual life." And God wants to send a revival to get our ways in line with His ways. You remember the Bible said over in the book of Isaiah 55, that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, saith the Lord of hosts. Again, the Bible said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." You say, "Well, preacher, that's just the way I am. I've always been that way." I want to tell you, dear friend, that does not make it right at all. The psalmist David said, "I thought on my ways." And then he said, "I turned my feet to thy testimonies." I want to say again, our ways are not God's ways. And we must be willing to allow the Lord to show us the wickedness of our ways. God help us. God help us to do so. But then I want you to notice a fourth thing in this prayer. Not only did He say, "Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." And then He said, "See if there be any wicked way in me." But then number four, He said, "And lead me in the way everlasting." David is basically saying, as if we would say to the doctor, "When you find out what's wrong with me, write the prescription and I will take the medicine. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Father, honor your word. Bless your people and help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.